Father God, please restore your children that have mental illness with a sound mind and sound heart. Please help restore healthy neuroplasticity to their brains. Father God, we ask for a creative miracle for anyone that may be reading this prayer, for anyone that is hearing this prayer. Father God, please remove the spirit of fear and anxiety. Excerpt from the Sober Is Dope book by Pop Buchanan.
God is an awesome God. He raised from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Hello, friends and family. Welcome back to the Sober Is Dope podcast. I'm your host, Pop Buchanan, and I'm extremely excited to do this episode, which is all about the Sober Is Dope book. And it has been almost 3 to 4 years in the making, and I'm really excited to do this launch for the recovery community. I want to start out by saying thank you to everyone in the Sober Is Dope community who has supported me up until this point, and I'm just humbled by the love and the consistency of the community. And I really wanted to bring forth a work that displayed and exemplifies the 10 years of recovery and everything that I've been saying to you about creativity. I made a promise about 4 years ago that a few things on my bucket list when we first started Sober Is Dope were, one, for me to get my health in order, which I'm pretty much in the process and continually fighting to become a better version of Pop. Two was to put out an album, and since then I put out 2 professional studio albums. Three was publishing my first book and writing a book about recovery. And in the process of writing the book, I learned so much about the brain, the mind, humans, how we think about ourselves, how we talk to ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, and how we view ourselves. I learned a lot more about mental health and optimism, and how mental health can affect us in our addiction, how optimism can help us in our health, and how the negative emotions and the negative depressive feelings that we find in ourselves from recovery, these things can be changed. Those feelings can be transformed. You can transmute how you feel, take it from a negative to a positive. None of this is magic, but learning about the mind and auto-suggestion and prayer and meditations and scientific evidence on how these things change the brain structured a whole new paradigm for me and how I approach any form of recovery or any form of addiction recovery. If that means me changing my diet on a whim and being successful, if it's me learning how to intermittent fast just to help my body on a whim, if it's me learning how to start a whole different company within a year and write books on a whole different subject matter, anything that I do now is based on my ability to remove limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering beliefs, because I know for a fact we were born to be creative expressions of our Creator, God, and from that we could do anything that we put our mind to. And I'm talking about within 10 years, I accomplished more than I did in my whole life, and I owe it all to recovery. So the Sober Is Dope book was a labor of love, and I just want to say this. I'm not a salesman. I'm not out here to sell the book. That's not what it's about. I believe that this book can really help anyone that reads it. Okay, because I wanted to design a book that was less about pop, less about Sober is Dope, although I titled it Sober is Dope. The original title was My Sober is Dope Handbook, but that, and after 3 years, it was no longer a handbook, it was an actual full-blown book, and I really wanted to make it a staple for Sober is Dope. But the book is not about pop, it's about tools and resources that you could use at any moment to help you on a bad day, to help you get through recovery on those days when it's really tough. You know, I wanted something for the person that was new in recovery that they could just grab and say, I could go to work on this. Because if any one of you out there know, when you're in rehab and you're in detox, all you want to do is read and learn everything you can. You're excited about your recovery. When, you know, 10 years ago, I had the big book, I had the Bible, and I had regular books, right? I didn't have another type of book outside of the big book that I could, that had actual testimonies from someone that I could speak to and I could look at, and I had actual tools and actual resources that I could implement in my recovery. That would have helped me a lot. And I always said to myself, if I ever write a book about recovery, I wanted it to be something that people could use as a resource. So what's in the Sober is Dope book, you might ask? And it boils down to prayers, affirmations, and tips on how to transform your life. Whether that's your mental health, whether that's the way you see yourself, the way you feel about yourself, it's designed for you to pick it up and turn to any random page and find something that you could use. Now, I want to put a little disclaimer out there. I'm an old Catholic kid from Brooklyn. You know, I love Jesus Christ and I love God. So the prayers are Christian-based. But here's what I say about that. If you're Muslim, if you're traditional Jewish, if you are of any other persuasion, or any other religion, or any other denomination, or any other kind of religious background, I don't want that to be something that stops you. I would say use the prayers and just replace what parts of the prayer that may not resonate with you, because the prayers are intended to really invoke a vital spiritual experience. I could only write prayers from the perspective of what helped me when I was in my darkness, right? These prayers I know are powerful because I wrote them in a way where it has the power of the word. They have intentions behind it. These prayers were edited and reviewed and blessed by actual Roman Catholic priests. And it was also edited and reviewed by a high religious figures and spiritual people who wanted to make sure that it was on point and that the message was authentic. So that, I hope that doesn't push anyone away, but what I didn't really want to do, and I'm going to be honest with everyone, is I didn't want to hide God in my recovery off the top of my first book. I have a lot of books in me. You know, I'm sure I have a general sobriety book in me, but I really wanted this to be about spirituality, faith, and I wanted you to have something on those dark moments, right? Whether you believe in God, whether you believe in Jesus, whether you believe in church, doesn't mean the prayers still can't create transformation in your life. When you in that gutter, you in that darkness, you on that deathbed, and somebody sends you the book, right? And you're reading it. These prayers could snap you out of a derangement. It snapped me out of my derangement, and I knew that. And at the time, I was extremely estranged from God. I was extremely not your usual spiritual pop and spiritual Joe. I was in a dark place. Depression dragged me all the way to the ground. And when I got on my knees and prayed to God for a miracle and a second chance, and I heard that voice, and that prayer was answered, that sealed the deal for me. Because that was the first moment in my life that I knew beyond a reasonable doubt that I had evidence that a higher power existed and worked with me, because I would have died that week. And it was so imminent that if I did not get on my knees and 100% totally surrender every part of me and really just in my mind at that moment commit to transformation and listening to the spirit within me, I would be dead today. That's why in this book there's prayers. But there's more. If you're not a person and the prayers are not enticing to you, there's 365 unique custom affirmations that attack different areas in your life. There's affirmations for health and vitality, because this is important. When you're in early recovery or you're in active addiction, your health is usually real shitty, excuse my language, and the way you feel about yourself is really bad, and you're going to keep playing over the guilt and the shame, and you're going to be looking in the mirror, and you're going to be getting better, but you're going to, it's going to be hard for most people struggle in this area physically and how they feel. I wanted affirmations that could affirm you being a being that has the ability to transform in your right health, in your right state of mind, in your optimal health, and these affirmations are tailored to that. Then there's affirmations about relationships and love, because most of us in our addictions, we lose connections with people we really like, and you know, we have to make amends and kind of take accountability, but in that process, we have to reevaluate how we deal with people, how we dealt with them in our addiction, and how we deal with them in our recovery. So there's affirmations that reinforce relationships and love and your ability to have love. Then we have affirmations on abundance, right? So one thing we know, rock bottom usually comes with being broke. So I wanted to have something that dealt with really rebuilding your life back up and affirming that you're worthy and deserve a beautiful life. When I was in rock bottom, I didn't think that I could be a successful podcaster, doing my music again, independent, writing books, starting an NFT company. I didn't have that foresight. I just went off of faith. But I always affirm that I know I'm good, and I know there's the amazing version of me that I'm going to cultivate until I get there, and I'm still cultivating. So we have affirmations about abundance, and we have more. There's so much. There's 365 affirmations just focused on that. We have a 15-day prayer plan. So if you repeat this, you go from day 1 to day 15 and repeat. That'll be a 30-day prayer plan, so you can repeat these prayers in a 30-day cycle. That could really help you break a lot of the stuff that you hold on to. This book also has my testimony and how I use these tools throughout the last 10 years. So it kind of gives you the Pop You Can and blueprint and a lot of advice and a lot of tips on my process. Now, I know for a fact this is a lot of stuff that I jammed into this book, but I really wanted to give you everything. I wrote this book as if something happens to me tomorrow, I did this work on the planet that I believe could help people for the next 200 years. Right? Because it's not just about Pop and my story and how I grew up. I mean, there's probably literally 3 to 4 to 5 or 6 pages in this book specifically about me. The rest is about your ability to transform via prayer, meditation, and positive thinking, and how you could take these tools to transform not just your recovery, but your entire life. This is based on science. There's a lot of science-based evidence to back up my claims, because I don't want Mark Cuban kicking me in my butt. You know how Mark Cuban is on Shark Tank. He's like the claims. But when it comes to spirituality, faith, and transformation of the mind, I proved to myself that I'm a mini expert on that, because I implemented everything in this book over the last 10 years and it worked. I'm a different human being, and every day I change. Every day I have different breakthroughs. The Sober is Dope book is a special book, and it's also a special gift. Now, this is what I'm asking everyone to do if possible. If you buy a book and you want to gift the book to someone else, right? Just inbox me on Instagram at SoberIsDope and say, hey, Pop, look, I got one of the downloadable copies. We have print copies coming soon, paperbacks. But for now, we're rolling out the downloadable copies because I want people to get this instantly to their phone. I want them to have it with them all the time. So it's intentional that I didn't release the paperbacks yet. It is very intentional. But I want you to be able to say, I want to gift this book to someone, and I will give you a significant gift discount if you were to gift the book to someone, because there's 100 people, thousands of people out there that if you send them this book and say, listen, just trust me, read the prayers, read the story, read the book, sit with it, keep it with you, keep reading it, it will help invoke and excite a vital spiritual change in another human being. We have this term in Alcoholics Anonymous called a vital spiritual experience, which most people need a vital spiritual experience or psychic change to enable lasting change and transformation, right? And this book is in alignment with that, because I literally just said a really big prayer when I got on my knees and gave my life back to God and asked God to rescue me because I was dying on that Brooklyn street. That was a prayer. I was so messed up that I kind of forgot how to pray. I just went from the heart. So most of us out there don't even know how to pray. Some people wasn't even like exposed to prayer and how to properly pray. So this is really custom guided prayers that was written with spiritual supervision from a certified priest that can really help you. They're your prayers. You could memorize them, keep them, customize them to fit you, and these things could transform you on those dark days. So please, I'm really excited to announce the Sober Is Dope book. You're listening to the Sober Is Dope podcast. I'm your boy, Pop Buchanan. I'm so excited today. God has blessed us. I'm going to be doing episodes. I'm going to be reading from the book. This episode is not about what's in the book. It's about me explaining and announcing the book. But there are a lot of beautiful aspects to this book. And I just want everyone out there that's listening to this, reach out to me. Go to, you can find the link on Instagram. You can find the link in the show notes. Follow me on Instagram. If you're on Instagram and you're not following that Sober Is Dope, you're missing out. I'm telling you, Facebook is cool. TikTok is cool, but the party is on Instagram. So y'all jump over to Instagram, inbox me. Hey, Pop, I've been listening to the podcast for years. Another thing, if you've been a day one-er, or if you're a person that listens to the podcast frequently on Sober Is Dope, I consider you family. You could literally reach out to me on Instagram at Sober Is Dope. Pop, I listen to your podcast. Do you have a minute? I will reach out to you and talk to you. I swear I'm very accessible for you. You know, after all is said and done, this podcast is not about me. It's about you guys, right? That's why I do it. You know, I talked enough in my lifetime to hear my voice. I'm good for the rest next to 100 years. I could go into a silent monastery somewhere and shut up for the next 2,000 years. But I do this for you guys. I really know that most of us are struggling. There's days I'm struggling and I lean on other podcasters and other people. So I know what it is, and I promise you guys, years ago, I'm never going to give up and I'm never going to stop. And I love you, and I'm going to keep producing books. I'm going to keep producing resources that can help. And I want you to give the Sober Is Dope book a fair shot. I want it on everyone's phone. And then when the paperbacks come out, I want it on everyone's kitchen dinner table, and then on everyone's bookshelf. And if you know anyone that's in rehab, I want to donate copies to rehabs. I want to get it out there to people that's really struggling. If you know someone's in addiction and they're really jammed up and they could use the book but they don't have money, reach out to me. Hit me on Instagram. Sponsor someone. Say, Pop, I don't have the money, but I want to sponsor my friend who's really messed up. Can you email them a copy of the book? If you're genuine and stuff, I will have no problem doing that. I would just say be honest about it, because all of the proceeds from the book go right back into the podcast to make the podcast better. And I really want to really put some stuff aside so I can start giving back to community and charities. If you notice another thing, most of our posts on at Sober Is Dope on Instagram have active charitable foundations. So we're doing the Boris Henson Foundation, which is Taraji P. Henson's foundation, which deals with mental health for kids in the black community. We're also doing the Beach Foundation, which is about getting rid of microplastics in our oceans. And finally, we're doing the Mental Health Foundation and the Wake Up Carolina Foundation. Shout out to Nancy Shipman, and rest in peace to Creighton Shipman, who died of drug overdose after being prescribed painkillers. So his mother, Nancy, who's a beautiful soul and I love her dearly, started a beautiful non-for-profit foundation for kids that's dealing with opioid dysfunction called Wake Up Carolina. Most of these proceeds and a percentage of these sales, I'm pumping back into these charities because I believe in them, right? And so this is a noble cause all the way around. I love you all. Remember, this episode is about the Soap is Dope book. It's a really cool book. It's different. I know I went out my way to not make it like your conventional book. There's a lot of stuff you're going to learn, and I'll make you one guarantee. One guarantee. You're not going to get through this whole book without being totally re-educated about a lot of beautiful things that could better yourself and transform your life. There's a lot of scientific facts behind. We even show evidence that prayer can change the brain and help someone transform. We show evidence that your positive self-talk can transform yourself and your brain and improve mental health symptoms. We show evidence that being optimistic can improve heart health and overall health. We show evidence that you giving yourself a positive framework and a launch pad to excel from can increase the chances of lasting recovery. Plus, we did not leave out any aspects of our traditions. We have what I call my favorite Pop 100 tips, which includes everything from you should take your butt to AANA to, you know, eating berries is optimal for your health and for your mental health. We covers we have a custom mental health prayer that we're really pumped about. I have not found one on this planet more comprehensive than the mental health prayer we wrote. I wrote it with my brother, who was a Catholic priest. We wrote this mental health prayer together like it like the universe depending on it. We have so many people we love dealing with mental health issues and depression, anxiety, and runs the gamut from the DSM-5. I'm talking about everything from high-functioning depression to bipolar to mania to outright insanity in some cases, and where people really lost their mind and never came back. We've been dealing with depression close to home, where people just wake up one day and detach from family and you don't see them for 10 years and stuff like that, and sadness and stuff like that. We wanted to give you a prayer if you're dealing with mental health. Me personally, I think the whole book is worth just that mental health prayer. Like, if you have that prayer, that's a blanket prayer that you could give to any family member. You could say it to anyone you know that's dealing with depression and sadness. It has specific words and key phrases in it that has been proven to have spiritual power. Now, there's one thing. I come from an old school Catholic family. We study spiritual warfare. We read the Bible in Hebrew in most cases, because if you use these spiritual names, like if you're calling out to God and you're calling out to Jesus, or you're calling out these names, and you're not using sometime the ancient Hebrew or Aramaic part of the name, it loses a lot of the power sometime. So some of these prayers are intentionally written with a lot of power behind it, because we wanted you to really shift that spiritual needle, right? A lot of you really need that push. And these are intercessory prayers. So even if you read them for someone else, the intercessory prayer works by just reading it with the intention of someone else being blessed. I read these prayers for you guys. These are the prayers that I wrote with you in mind. Even if you believe in it or not, I know some days some of you are going to be somewhere struggling and in a tough place, and I say these prayers every day to snap you out of that, because I do believe in that power. So that's enough about that, but I wanted to give you guys the deep dive, because listen, this is not some book that I smacked together and I'm just trying. This is a real life's work. I worked on this for a very long time, and I made sure I put a lot of love and intention into it. And I don't want you to think because the first round is digital downloads that is some fly-by-night ebook. This is not that. This is a real book, and I'm gonna be pushing this for the next 5 years. And when the paperbacks and stuff come out, we'll be in rep phase two. But phase one was getting this to as many people onto their phones as possible, because I really want you to have it on your phone. All right. So my name is Pop Buchanan. Please go support. You can find a link in the show notes, but I want you all to go join the party at Soap is Dope on Instagram. We have all type of beautiful posts with celebrities explaining sobriety. We have 16,000 new followers that's all talking about recovery and getting into it in the comments. And my intention is to create a community around the concept of Soap is Dope and around the concept of recovery. So 2023 is less less about Pop and more about everyone else, right? I want to hear what you guys think about Recover Me. Send me your videos. I'll post them on IG, all right? It's about the community. It's about taking sober as dope and taking the concept of recovery and addiction recovery and mental health versus mental illness to the main stage. If you all remember, what's my fundamental goal for Sober is Dope? It has always been to share the message of recovery with 1 million people. And we have a long way to go, and I need your help getting there. I love you all. Again, go grab the Sober is Dope book. Follow us on Instagram. Hit up the show notes, and I'll catch you guys on the other side. Thank you for the whole community. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Peace and love.